Does it feel any different this week? Does it feel any different sense, at least in the locker room or amongst yourselves, how you feel about
it? From the outside looking in, yeah, it's different because it's the playoffs and stuff. But, like, for us, like, it's still going to be football. It's 11-on-11. And even in regular season, our goal is to win whenever we step on the field. So I know for me, I'm not changing. I know a lot of the guys aren't either. They're going to put the ball down at 1 o'clock or whenever they put it down, and we're just going to play football. I mean, obviously, like you said, it's the playoffs. It's hyped up. But if you get too invested in that, it can mentally hijack your mind. Now you're focused on making plays outside the framework of your body because it's the playoffs. You just got to focus on what you do and just keep true to your process.
How much does it help that Sean has always been about the process to keep you guys on routine? Then when you get to a point like this, it kind of doesn't change.
It's all we talk about. I mean, you're going to, by changing it up and saying like it's the playoffs, you're going to cause anxiety in yourself and maybe you might not play as good. So being able to just be grounded in that and know it's a process. Today is all about having the best Wednesday we could have. And then the next day is the next day. And Sunday is Sunday. And Sunday's going to take care of itself. Within the process, if you just kind of stay true to it, we've been playing good ball all season. So we just got to keep that going.
They always talk about it. When you first got here and it was that idea of the process, did it take a little while to get used to? I don't know what it was, how you felt in college where it's like a big game or a big moment. And now taking it that 1 week at a time, did it take a little while to get there?
Yeah, my college coaches were kind of similar, but Sean emphasizes it even more. And I feel like personally it's helped me out a lot just to be able to put things into perspective and know, like, no game is bigger than the other. Like, just focus on being the best you can be out there and good things happen.
Are there lessons you can take from disappointments in the playoffs in the past into a new round?
The only lesson is, I'd say, you just want to win next year. You know what I'm saying? Like, every team is different. Every year is different. Even if you play the same team the next year, that team is probably different than it was last year. So, I mean, every year is different. Every situation is unique and independent and exists in its own way. So, I mean, for me, Sunday, it's a new game. Any game we played, it's different from the Denver game last year. It's a whole new thing. For me.
When you look up, you see there's Bo Nix over 400 rushing yards, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe a little surprising to some people. What kind of threat does he bring with his legs when things break down?
Oh, he's a threat. I mean, he can move around real well. He can also extend plays and throw. You saw it in that KC game. Their offense looks really good. So it's going to be a challenge.